Now, Jeff King, it looks like you're snacking your dogs this one last time before the final push.
Yeah, I got about an hour and a half behind these two ahead of me, and so mine are getting a little breakfast. I think they look great up and at them, and looking forward to a good run. Beautiful day to finish this up.
Now, you seem to be in pretty good spirits coming into White Mountain this morning. And talk about the run over from Elam. I know it sounded like it was pretty rough heading to Elam, but how was this run to White Mountain?
Well, I was pretty exhausted on the run from Koyuk to Elam. A lot of challenges I wasn't expecting, and definitely threw me off my plan for the day. And so I was pretty spooked about going over Little McKinley without good rest, because I wasn't sure my team was up to it without making sure they had rest. So I packed it on them, if you want to call 3 hours packing it on them. But as it turned out, I had a fabulous run over last night, and the dogs were just spectacular. I'm sure it's one of the fastest runs I've ever had from Elam to here, and I'm looking forward to one of the fastest runs I've ever had from here to Nome. Okay. I did it in 93 and 8.5 hours from here, and I'm going to do my best to see if we can do something like that.
So we can expect a really fast run from Jeff King on the way to Nome. Then what's your goal, to maybe catch some people or just have the best run that you can?
Oh, how fun it is to catch people, but I've had a great race regardless, and I just don't want to, I expect a great run tonight. What happens in front of me depends on how the energy of the teams ahead of me have, and, you know, there's energy of teams behind me. But my team is still fast and energetic, and I know that a lot of teams have, myself included, have made up more than an hour and a half on teams ahead of me out of here. So, you know, I might get beat by Dallas, who gains a head hour and a half on me tonight, or I might end up champion of this race by these guys pushing so hard.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, again, you scratched last year, and to come to White Mountain with this strong team, I'm sure you're pretty pleased with that. And to know that, you know, this young team will be back again next year has got to have you pretty excited.
Yeah, this is my 23rd running of the Iditarod, and I've had a wonderful career, and I have no problem with recognizing when something doesn't go right. You got to take the good with the bad, and this team is young, but they're certainly not old. I really wish more of this team had been on this section of trail, because for them to really give their all out, it helps for them to know where Nome is. And there's only a handful of these guys who know that Nome is over the hills here. Mm-hmm. But that also doesn't, you know, that's been the case with these last several checkpoints, and my team's just hauling butt. Believe it or not, I think I had my fastest run in my Iditarod career from Golovin to here. I'd be willing to bet on it. And these dogs have never been through Golovin, and that can really be a challenge.
Yeah.
But I stopped them. I had a different approach. I stopped them when they balked, and I just stopped and fed them and spent 5 or 10 minutes there on the edge of Golovin. But when I pulled the hook, they took right off over here, and I was thrilled with the run. Probably the best run I've ever had from Golovin to here.
Jeff King in White Mountain, and reporting in White Mountain, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.